Applications are now open for the San Juan Mountain Sisters on Leadership Expeditions program, as well as for a Colorado tax rebate to relieve housing costs for eligible individuals. You're watching the Local News Roundup, brought to you by Blondie's Trophy Room and the Lohr Foundation. I'm Connor Shreve. Applications for the 2024-25 San Juan Mountain Sisters on Leadership Expeditions program, or SOLS, are open now through April 1st. The program is designed to help high school-aged girls develop wilderness and leadership skills, self-awareness, and healthy lifestyle choices, as well as connecting with peers, mentors, and the environment. The expedition includes spending 1 week in the San Juan Mountains, 2 weekend expeditions, and monthly meetings during the school year to continue learning, building community, and planning future expeditions. The program is open to 10 high school-aged girls, including non-binary and genderqueer youth, and costs $2,300. Financial aid is available and no wilderness experience is necessary. Visit the San Juan Mountain SOLS website for more information. The Cult Movie Federation of Mancos is hosting its next cult movie night on Thursday, March 28th at Mancos Opera House. This month's featured movie is Harold and Maude. Doors open at 6 p.m. with the movie starting at 7. Tickets are $5 and can be purchased at the door or on the Mancos Public Library website. Visit the Cortez Cultural Center Gallery through March 27th to see the Four Corners Weavers Guild exhibit titled The Lore and Techniques of Hand Weaving. The Cortez Cultural Center is continuing to display Amy Grogan's artwork, as well as hosting several indigenous Wellbriety talks throughout the month. The Cortez Cultural Center will also be hosting a celebration of the Four Corners Free Press this Friday, March 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. The Colorado Department of Revenue is offering a property tax, rent, and heat rebate up to about $1,000 to Colorado residents with low income, are older, or have disabilities. Eligible residents must apply before April 15th in order to receive their rebate and TABOR refund due to the Identical TABOR Refund Act. Colorado residents who do not file a state income tax return can still receive the property tax, rent, and heat rebate if they apply prior to April 15th. Since 2019, the property tax, rent, and heat rebate has alleviated housing costs for about 15,000 Colorado residents. Learn more about these and other stories online at MontezumaLocal.news. Thanks for watching this edition of the Local News Roundup. I'm Connor Shreve.